Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Ooh.
Exotic.
It feels like Kofi Kingston's Jamaican music.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Kofi Kingston is Jamaican me crazy.
This is the non-copywritten protected free-licensed version of Kofi Kingston. This is what Kofi Kingston, if he joined our wrestling federation, he would come out to so we can not get in trouble. But we thank you so much for joining us live. We are on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And we are live for a specific reason, because when we go live, you can give us a call and be part of the show. That's what we want you to do at 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI. Join the New Age Insiders live. We are talking anything and everything from Elimination Chamber. To me, there are three specific points of interest coming out of this card, which are the first women's tag team champions in 30 years in this company. But they want me to think it's the first ever, so we'll find the first women's tag team champions. Finn Balor is the Intercontinental Champion, and the performance of Kofi Kingston, and really all of the guys, but particularly Kofi Kingston, in the Elimination Chamber, because if there was any doubt before, which there should not have been, a week or so ago, that Kofi Kingston was a legitimate star.
Oh yeah.
Then that's not an opinion anymore. That's the way it is. You know what I mean? And so there's a ton to talk about tonight. We are taking your calls, like I said. 508-202-1624. Very quickly, if it's your first time joining us live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, last week we had Kofi Kingston live on the show. If you checked us out and you're like, hey, these guys weren't terrible, maybe I'll come on back. My name's Jason Molotov.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. We're live at every Wednesday night right here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We're also available on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, and Stitcher. But again, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, we're here as well, including after every WWE pay-per-view that we do not attend. We didn't go to Elimination Chamber, so we're talking to you about Elimination Chamber.
Also, not going to say that if you come on the New Age Insiders, you'll have a star-making performance the next night and at the next pay-per-view. But it's a trend.
I'm telling you, we do pretty well when it comes to
getting people at the right time.
Jordan Grace came on the show within months, signed, right? You know what I mean? Like, Donovan Dijak got his big break by coming on here. Let's go with that. Signed. Todd Warbeard Hansen, signed.
Flip Gordon.
Yeah. Flip Gordon, signed. Cody Rhodes comes on our show twice, is taken over, is like a sensation. You know what I mean? And now Kofi Kingston comes on the New Age Insiders, wins a chance to get into an elimination tournament, and becomes a megastar. I'm just saying, if you have any kind of gigantic announcements, you should make them here.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? It ain't no quickening.
Right. People are getting married, you know what I mean, with the power of our show. We're going to take full credit for love. New Age Insiders. But we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Again, live right back here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. That'll be no exception. But let's go ahead and just talk about Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
We also have a poll. Again, we are live for a reason and do these things interactively for a reason, because we want to know what you guys think. This poll has been up for less than 15 minutes and is close to 200 votes. So that means we're going to get a pretty good response and see what people really think. Right now, Elimination Chamber would get a B with 51% of the vote and an Option A with 38% of the vote, which means by my dumb, terrible, don't trust me math, that means that 89% of the audience would give this show something that's well above a passing grade. Pretty cool. Liam and Bill, your opening thoughts before we take, we're going to jump into the phone calls in just a second, but what are you guys just sort of jumping off points about Elimination Chamber?
You know what? It was a really, really solid show. I think we got a lot done there. I think that while the Royal Rumble has traditionally been the gateway to WrestleMania, the WrestleMania season, this definitely kicked off a few, like, you know, key storylines as we kind of reset everything to really kind of get that pay-per-view in motion. The stuff with Finn Balor, the women's tag titles, the Daniel Bryan stuff, yep. Kofi Kingston. There's a lot to look forward to right now.
I'm really just sort of excited about WrestleMania season in general, and this was the kind of pay-per-view that kind of just keeps that going for me. Like, look, was it like, you know, is it going to be the pay-per-view of the year? Probably not. But you know what it was? It was a lot of fun, and it was one of those things where, you know, if you want to be on the edge of your seat and kind of hold your breath, you know what it reminded me of in a way? The main event did. The pay-per-view had its own individual moments and ebbs and flows. But the main event, like, it's a long time ago now, and I'm old, and I think it was like literally like 2001. The Undertaker and Jeff Hardy on Raw.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I didn't know as much about wrestling in 2001 as I do now.
You didn't have an internet radio show?
Yeah, you could argue that I still don't know much about wrestling now. Haha, you're free to your opinion, sassy people. But the point
sassy bitches.
Even though I didn't really know the deal with wrestling, I knew that there, you know, something was up. You know what
right.
I mean? Because so at the same time, it was like, so when Jeff Hardy's taking on The Undertaker for the Undisputed title, I'm like, no, Jeff Hardy can't win because I've always heard that, like, there's a, you know, a plan or whatever, wink, wink. And so, but then you watch that ladder match, and for a moment in time, you go, holy crap, is he right. going to win this ladder? Because he doesn't even have to pin The Undertaker. So he's just like, is this dude just going to do this? And, like, Jeff Hardy seemingly, at the time, would have come from, like, a popular tag team. No business in
Intercontinental guy sometimes.
Yeah, kind of. And at that point, I'm not even totally sure he was, to be honest with you. You're talking about a guy who's like, yeah, tag team hardcore champion guy.
Yeah, right.
That's like, oh my God, is he just going to jump the line and beat The Undertaker tonight? And like all your rational senses go, no. But then you're in the moment, you're like, I don't know,
it
maybe.
It could happen.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. And so tonight reminded me so much of that, where it's like,
that's
all
a perfect comparison.
All your normal spider senses go, look, relax.
Yeah.
This isn't going to actually happen here. But is this popular guy from a tag team going to jump the line and win the title tonight? I don't know. It kind of feels like it. And that's a very fun moment that's tough to create in a wrestling world where everybody thinks they know everything.
Right, organically.
Yeah,
you know,
I do. I think that's a tough thing to achieve these days.
The biggest thing and the biggest victor is WWE in this, and nobody's going to give them any credit, but it just shows you, again, how when WWE actually puts their mind to something,
sure,
they're able to flip a switch like nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, Kofi Kingston has, like, this is one of those things where, you know, it. I'm going to choose to focus on the positive side of it, but it is a little bittersweet. But the idea being that, like, they have a roster full of guys, and, like, Kofi Kingston is such a great example. Because when we've talked to wrestlers, whether it be Dolph Ziggler, whether it be guys on the indie scene, whether it be WWE former, past, present, whatever, talk to people whose opinion means more than ours. Everybody, when you go, who are, like, the best wrestlers in the world, like, actually? And, like, Kofi Kingston is somewhere on their list. And it's like, so it's no surprise. Kofi Kingston didn't become great last Tuesday.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's been unbelievably great for a long time. But yeah, the way that WWE is constructed, it's like, we choose where you're slotted.
Right.
And so if you gave Kofi Kingston an opportunity to main event, yep, Kofi Kingston's going to put on kick-ass matches.
Right.
The idea is just they choose the slotting, which can be frustrating because to a lot of WWE fans in more of a broad brush sort of concept, they're like, well, my favorite guy could main event and be very good too. And you're like, hey, you know what? You might be right, but this is how it goes. But what Kofi Kingston did tonight, it's like, look, I'm going to be realistic with you here. I don't know if Kofi Kingston this past couple weeks just hit the springboard that's going to launch him to, shout out to Justin, but the springboard that's going to launch him to the next step. I don't know. But here's the other thing too, to jump back to my first comparison, we're just going to go to the phones in just a second. In 2001, Jeff Hardy again was part of a very popular tag team and felt like he was slotted a certain way. And that night against The Undertaker, I'm not sure it's the exact reason he went on to become a champion, and it was years later, I know that. But look, it helped. And it created a moment that let WWE know in the back of their mind that if they push this guy at a solo level, there's something there that connects with fans. And what Kofi Kingston did tonight at 37 years old, so I understand it's much different than like 24-year-old Jeff Hardy, whatever he was. But at the same time, what happened was maybe a guy in a very popular tag team is going to take way bigger steps than once expected and won't just slot in a certain way. And hey, who knows? Maybe in 2019, 2020, Kofi Kingston's the WWE champion. And nights like this help make that a reality because that dude connected on a real level.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So who knows? It's fun to think about because Kofi Kingston's super easy to root for and was also on the New Age Insiders this past week. That's why you got to download us on iTunes, right. Podomatic, Glork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. We are on YouTube.
Spotify.
I doubled down on that. We'll just do it twice. we are on YouTube. We are everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Again, all the spiel. But we had Kofi Kingston on last week, and so you can hear what he thought about Becky Lynch hosting WrestleMania, creating the New Day, shaping his career, and a whole lot more. Get to know
AEW.
AEW. He really did give his thoughts on what Cody and the Bucks are doing. If you want to get to know more about the guy everybody's talking about, NewAgeInsiders.com has got you completely covered on Kofi Kingston. But let's just go to the phone.
Right.
Let's see what the fans are talking about, and then we'll check in with the poll in just a second. But, Bill, who we got?
Richard in Colorado gave us a call. What's going on, Richard?
Colorado Dick.
Oh, no.
Hello, gentlemen. First things first, I want to say congratulations on how far you guys have come. It's been amazing watching you guys grow as your success continues to grow. So well done, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. That really means a lot to us. We appreciate that, and we hope that you get a chance to come out and see us for Chaos for a Cause and the Connor's Cure tailgate out there at WrestleMania weekend. And AI Mania is going to be awesome.
And also, real quick, I've been meaning to say this for a long time. Jason, I wanted to say thank you because at least I know I'm not the only one who has to battle and defend Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar on the daily every time a pay-per-view is on. So I'm actually right there with you.
Never give up. Never give up, man. We're fighting a noble fight. Never give up.
Yes, we are, because as much as you are a Goldberg fan, I am a Brock Lesnar fan. He's always been my favorite and still is. So I know what it's like to be lumped into that corner with you. So.
What do you think of Elimination Chamber tonight, Rich?
All right. Well, two questions about Elimination Chamber that I wanted to actually ask you guys and hear your thoughts on.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
And that was, it's funny you guys were talking about Kofi Kingston because tonight was, it was truly one of those reminders where it's like he absolutely put on a great performance and he reminded us of how good he was. So do you think that this performance would at least help boost the entire stable of the New Day to maybe, I don't know, bounce around a singles title between all three of them? Like possibilities like that? Do you think that his performance was at least opening some sort of door like that?
Rich, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that in a lot of detail. So really quick, what's your second question? And then we'll jump into that.
Okay, sure. And then my second question was, everybody's talking about how tired they are of Charlotte, having to be kind of pushed into everything. And don't get me wrong, I'm kind of tending to agree, but at this time, with WrestleMania coming up, I kind of see Vince's point. If he wants to sell these women as the main event, he needs star power.
Sure.
So every little bit helps. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Thanks for giving us a call, Flash. You're the best. 508-202-1624.
Look, I absolutely love the idea of the New Day freebirding a singles championship. I absolutely love it.
Yep.
I don't think the WWE Championship is the first one we should do.
Yeah.
Let's maybe just do the U.S. Championship because Nakamura has it again, I think, maybe, and he's just not hanging out. So let's have them do it with that title and see how it looks.
Isn't it R-Truth?
Oh, yeah, it's R-Truth.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. R-Truth's not here anyway. So have the New Day win and have them freebird the U.S. title for a little while. It's dynamic. It's fun. It's silly. and it's something that would make the U.S. title worth watching.
Here's the thing. I completely agree with you because, you know, in a nutshell, it's just going to come back to a central point that I think we're going to make a lot throughout the calendar year. Because shout out to Jimmy Stewart at 98.5, where it's like, look, we've been told that we are in charge now and big things are coming and changing and I have yet to be invited to a board meeting.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I will say this till I'm blue in the face. WWE has now absolutely hit a point with most of their fans, not all, but most, where they need to show and not tell.
Right.
So they can stand in the ring and say, whoops, our bad. We haven't been trying for about the last 2 years, and let's try to
figure it out.
Right. Let's see what we can do here and figure this out. Or they could tell us that and give us what winds up being just a long series of televised rematches.
Right.
Or they could show us. And one of the things they can do to show us is, like, you know, I understand that it is thinking so outside the box that you have basically broken through the box and the box is unrepairable. But yeah, let's think big picture here, right? Shoot to the moon. Kofi Kingston wins the WWE Championship, but they have decided that the New Day are the WWE yeah. champions. And they'll freebird this thing. And it's yeah. just like, so what's the real actual harm in that?
None.
And then you go like, well, nerds like me might say like things like tradition. And what my counter to that right away would be like, I'm a nerd like me and I don't have a problem with it.
Well,
then I would say to nerds like me, it's a wrestling championship. Get over it.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I would say. Anybody that would have an issue from like a tradition standpoint, I'm sorry. Technically, if you hit somebody with a closed fist, that's a disqualification.
Unless you're the Big Show.
And yeah, but but it happens all the time.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, yeah, like I said, I'm a wrestling nerd like me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I completely do it here to like, look, I know that it... okay, I know that at the end of the day, like behind
right,
the curtain,
right.
it all means nothing.
Nothing. It's a prop.
Right? All of it. The whole thing means nothing.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if the show is supposed to be resembling something that does mean something. So to protect the allure and reason, you know, to protect the in front of the curtain factor, there's got to be some sort of semblance of things meaning something. It's why guys used to not win championships because it made the guys that did feel like a bigger deal sort of thing. And so, you know, when it comes to the WWE title, I am a nerd like me.
Right.
And I don't want them to be stupid with it. And I do want WWE to adhere to some sort of basis of tradition, even if it's flipping pro wrestling tradition, which is based in pure goofiness.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Right.
But with the same breath, I'm a nerd like me that if Kofi Kingston had won tonight and like sometimes Xavier Woods got to be the WWE champion.
And at least carry the belt and stuff.
You know what I mean? And the New Day are so, check out our interview on newageinsiders.com and iTunes because you'll find out they're so entertaining, right?
Yeah.
That like, look, I'll say it. They would be the kind of act that would go on camera, look you right in the eye, and be like, they went from 0 to 3, baby. We got 3 black WWE champions,
right,
baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what? And if you need that to be in the history books and WWE needs to feel like they went from 0 to pizza in 60 seconds.
Yeah, right.
And now we got 3 black WWE champions. Everybody shut up. That's funny, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just... So, like, look, were they going to do it tonight? Was Jeff Hardy going to climb the ladder? No. But it was fun to think of, and he could.
Think about something else that's worth noting. We're now 1-1 between Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston, right?
Sure.
So Kofi Kingston, on one hand, beat Daniel Bryan in the gauntlet match. And then Daniel Bryan prevailed tonight. And there is a pay-per-view between now and WrestleMania, right? I know it's stupid and we shouldn't have to actually have Fastlane, seriously, sir, no, this is the last stop, you need to get off the bus.
Yep.
But we're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
And so if that match is to now determine the number one contender for the WWE Championship, yeah, Kofi Kingston right now is kind of in the driver's seat to rematch against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
Here's the thing. It feels like, and this is just going on gut in my eyes and just talking, right? Just, you know, you and me talking.
Yeah.
It feels like they're throttling back a little bit on AJ Styles. Just a little bit. I'm not telling you they're pulling the plug or anything like that. But the fact is, I think that right now they are, and quite frankly, wisely, in the mode where it's like, hey, AJ, we've offered you a contract. If you sign the contract, business as usual. Everything keeps chugging. You might even win the WWE title at WrestleMania. Like, no, seriously, you might. You know what I mean? Because there's no other clear number one contender to Daniel Bryan's title. You know what I mean? But until he signs and they're convinced he's going to stay long term,
right.
I do feel like he wasn't like the last guy in there tonight. Kofi was. He wasn't the second to last guy in there tonight.
No.
I don't think he was the third to last guy in there tonight. Was he? Was he the final four?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's still, though, Orton out. You know, Orton outlasted him. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
little things like that. You know what I mean? It's so, again, I don't think they're pulling. I'm not dumb. I don't think they're pulling the plug on AJ Styles. But I think until he signs that paper, they are going to be a little bit more cautious. And the reason I bring that up is because there's no clear-cut guy that's going to fight Bryan for the title at
no.
WrestleMania.
And it feels like Kofi's in the driver's seat.
Maybe. And again, I'm not so foolhardy to believe that, like, look, probably not, right? But it just kind of stems back to the point we've been making now ever since the McMahon-Helmsley regime got back together to tell us that they're going to try again.
You know, huh?
That if they are going to do new things and shake things up and, you know, make you go whoa again, you know, hey, Kofi Kingston winning the WWE title at WrestleMania unexpectedly, because the belt you actually want me to care about is Seth Rollins beating Brock anyway, quite frankly.
Right. And the women are going to go on last, so
that's what you really, really want me to care about.
So this match, Kofi Kingston beating Daniel Bryan, is going to happen first.
I'm all for it. I'm telling you, I've said this before. I think that if, like, let's just say, right, because this is another one that's extremely possible. Let's just say that John Cena is going to win title 17.
Right.
I've said this before, and I mean this. He'll win it at 9:30 so the kids can see it. That's where the WWE title will slot in.
Right.
He'll win title 17. Even Kofi Kingston would become the first black WWE champion at 9:30. Because at 9:30, the kids could see what happens with the WWE title.
Right.
We put on Rollins and Lesnar.
Right.
I think right before the main event.
Oh, yes.
If not third to, you know, whatever. Just, you know, if you need that dreaded cool down match or whatever. But I don't really think they have
They've
one
stopped
anymore.
Doing that.
They don't have, because it used to be the women. They don't
right.
have, so they don't really have one anymore.
Right.
And so, like, yeah, I really think that, like, for example, if Daniel Bryan was going to drop to Cena for 17, that would happen, like, smack in the middle of the show around 9:30.
Yeah.
So the kids could see it.
Right.
I really do mean that.
Right.
508-202-1624. 508-202. One NAI. We are live for a reason to talk to you.
I'm excited about Finn Balor, and I'd like to go there next.
I would love to pivot there. What do you think?
I love it. I'm so excited. It feels like, you know, kind of like what I said. We couldn't necessarily go zero to pizza with Finn Balor in terms of just making him all of a sudden chase Brock Lesnar.
Sure.
But he is another guy that has, they've put effort behind him.
Yep.
They've tried, and they've made him back to maybe not 100% to NXT star level, but pretty darn close.
Six months ago, and this is not an exaggeration, 6 months ago, this guy was fighting for airtime.
Right.
And now he's the Intercontinental Champion.
Right. And he feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
And he feels like a big deal going forward. You know, I think that he's not finished with Bobby Lashley, but I also think there's a lot of stuff happening over there in the Bobby Lashley, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman world.
It's going to change quickly. But, you know, we've been told that right now he is Raw's champion.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so
right.
that's something that goes to people that they want to put in a real driver's seat position. I thought, and I was wrong, I thought he was going to win this championship at WrestleMania. I definitely thought he was going to win it. I thought he was going to win it at WrestleMania. He's a little ahead of the schedule, I thought. But I'm just, the thing about Finn Balor is this. This is always, to me, been the championship that he should have had. And Jimmy Stewart, again, shout out to Jimmy and Sarge from 98.5, that he's been the Universal Champion the whole time, 900 days plus.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this has always been the title to me that this guy should have. Because
right.
It's very cool when Seth Rollins has it, right? Because when Seth right. Rollins has it, it's like, oh, I like Seth Rollins. When Brock Lesnar's the champion, this is a belt he can actually have on TV, and it makes the Intercontinental Champion feel like a big deal. So I get the Seth Rollins factor. People that like Dean Ambrose, it's the same argument, different name. Gotcha, right? But this championship is what Finn Balor should have had, because Finn Balor can also make the belt feel like a bigger deal because people
right.
like him, and he's needed something,
right.
something that just goes, yeah, you're a somebody.
You're a big deal.
You're a somebody here.
Right. You know, the thing that everybody kind of forgets about that guy is he was never the IWGP heavyweight champion. He was always the junior heavyweight champion in his time in New Japan. And he made that title feel like a big deal. It felt on par with the heavyweight title. People sure. cared about what he was doing,
yep.
and he has potential to do that. Now, is WWE going to let him do that? I think so.
I've said this 1,000 times because we're live every Wednesday night at 8 yeah. o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Also, if you didn't know, we are taking over WrestleMania weekend. You got to go to NewAgeInsiders.com because if you go to NewAgeInsiders.com/tailgate and NewAgeInsiders.com, there's everything that we're doing that weekend. Chaos for a Cause, the first live wrestling show we're sponsoring, is Saturday, April 6th. You can get tickets to that event yeah. starting right now. We've got some big names that we're going to be announcing Friday the 22nd. We're going to start unveiling some names for you. Come on, see us. Add it to your weekend. It does not fight TakeOver. It does not fight the Ring of Honor, the New Japan show. It does not fight the Hall of Fame. It does not fight anything. You do not have to choose. You can add Chaotic. And as Kofi Kingston said, it's an incredible time and an awesome show. And then our fourth installment of the Connor's Cure Mania Club WrestleMania tailgate party. All the proceeds, we don't see a dime on Sunday. It all goes to fight pediatric cancer. They have a $10,000 weekend goal. We're going to get them, help them reach it. You can go to NewAgeInsiders.com not only to get tickets, but if you can't go out there, if you can't get to New York this year, you can just donate to Connor's yeah. Cure, which is an outstanding cause. And everything, like I said, we don't see a dime. It goes right to the charity. It all filters through. There's going to be giveaways, unlimited beer, unlimited food, belts, raffles, prizes, cosplay, friendship, incredible times. We're going to broadcast live. All of it's on NewAgeInsiders.com. And you can find how to just really the party of the weekend. Saturday afternoon is the wrestling show. Sunday afternoon is the tailgate. NAI Mania, the ultimate wrestling fan experience. We really can't wait to see all of you guys out there, and we mean it. So again, NewAgeInsiders.com. Tickets to both days of NAI Mania out there in New York coming up in, geez, a couple months, a little under 2 months.
Yeah.
It's coming up fast. And shout out to Gary and Ashante, who are doing outstanding work out there and really doing the grunt work with Connor's Cure to put on an incredible event. And we're so happy to help and to be part of this whole thing. I've said this before. This is my original point before I plugged, and I'm glad I plugged because we need to plug. It's yeah. It's important.
It is.
But my original point was that to me, the heyday of the Intercontinental Championship was, I don't know the exact years. Let's call it 1999 to 2002. I don't know. But the point is, it was Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, and Eddie Guerrero. There are other plug-and-play guys. Jeff Jarrett, China, you know, people you liked like Val Venus, people you liked like Ken Shamrock, people you liked like Billy Gunn. But I'm talking about, at one time, there was a core of Kurt Angle, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, and Eddie Guerrero. And they all wanted to be the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
And they were on pay-per-view, the Intercontinental Championship match. And you know why I cared so much about the Intercontinental Championship? Not because of Pat Patterson, not because of the Honky Tonk
yeah,
Man,
right.
not because it was a pretty looking oval different championship.
Not the Ultimate Warrior.
But because I cared.
Maybe the Ultimate Warrior.
But because I cared about Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, and Eddie Guerrero. And their matches were the best of the night. And I cared about that belt because those four guys wanted it. And that's what the Intercontinental Championship has needed the whole time. And quite frankly, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose have graduated past the Intercontinental title.
Right.
And so what this thing needs to be is, let's just say, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley, when he comes back, Bray Wyatt, and...
Is Bray Wyatt coming back?
I'm going to say yes, eventually, right? And let's say, you know, like Bray Wyatt and, I don't know, a returning Kevin Owens for now, but I'd like to see him be in the world title picture, something
yeah.
like that. But the names don't really matter as much as, like, you need this core that wants it, and you need to care about who wants it, and then you're going to care about the title, then you're going to care about who has it more, then you're going to care about the title more, and it's just this never-ending right. loop of caring that I don't think they've had in a while. Because remember when the Intercontinental title changed hands like 87 times a year? You know what I mean? And like, God bless them, but like, it's like, this week it'll be Luke Harper. Let's see what that looks like. We don't love it. 2 weeks later, he's not the champion anymore. And it's just this, you know, how do right. I care about Intercontinental champion Ryback? Impossible. He's terrible. 508-202-1624. Who do we got?
Justin in South Carolina gave us a call. What's going on, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What'd you think of Elimination Chamber, you handsome man?
And what does your Rooster Mayor think?
Yeah, what did Ruffles Von Kluckles say?
And he's very busy. I don't think he got to watch tonight. But
are you for real?
I'm actually just calling just to get signed somewhere, because apparently that's the place to do it. This year.
That's terrific.
Well played.
You're right.
Right. You'll be on ESPN in a week.
Yeah. I can't wait. Thanks for that. So I didn't get to watch the women's tag titles elimination chamber match, but before the show started, I expected it just to be a mess. Like, adding six people is a lot in itself. Adding 12 to a bunch of women who probably have, a lot of those women have never been in the chamber itself. I was expecting a mess, but everything I've seen online said it was a ton of fun. Must go back and watch. I'll be doing that after the show is over. But I'll just leave with the question, like, how is this, like, the titles are maybe like co-branded, right?
Correct. Yeah, I think so. Correct. Yeah.
So I'm curious as to how those two titles. I'm just curious as to how those are going to, like, float. Like, how do you guys think that they're going to handle that? And what do you expect their first challengers to be? Is it, like, 1 month at the SmackDown team, the next Raw? Just dive into that, I suppose.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much for giving us a shout, Justin. Justin is a Patreon, so he hears 5 exclusive shows a month, joins us every single day. We've got to know him, and he's become like a sincere and genuine friend. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Not only do you support independent radio and guys chasing a dream and trying to bring people together for wrestling and bring you some awesome entertainment coverage outside the world of wrestling too, by the way, but you get a bunch of content. 5 exclusive shows a month, the most fun we do, which is Be Heard, bonus stuff, offers, and daily stuff, and it's great. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You can subscribe on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders. So twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. If you have Amazon Prime, you can get Twitch Prime and subscribe for free.
Yeah.
It's super easy. We just became, what is it, Twitch partner?
No.
Affiliate?
We're affiliates currently.
Yeah, so we're affiliates, and we're only growing up the ladder.
Yes.
And you can help us too. Justin's going to do big, gigantic things. So let's talk about the women's tag team titles for sure. Let's answer Justin's question first, because it's an interesting factor for sure. The floating thing isn't hard to me.
No.
It's really just a matter of, like, look, the champions are on Raw right now. I would expect them to start on Raw because A, it's the first show after the pay-per-view, and B, they're Raw talent. And maybe even their first program might even be with Raw talent, because it's the easiest way to draw a straight line because they exist on the same show. But, like, just for example, are the Riot Squad on SmackDown?
I believe the Riot Squad are on Raw.
Okay.
Who's on SmackDown? Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Okay, so Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are on SmackDown, right? And let's just say 1 week they're like, all right, bring it on. We want Sasha and Bayley.
Right.
I would expect that if they came out for Michael Cole not to lose his shit and can't believe they're here, they're the champions. And, like,
that's what's happening.
It was a brief window of time, but there was a period of time where the undisputed champion was, you know,
floating.
Exactly. And so, like, but the way it really works in a nutshell is just like, look, somebody from some show challenges the champions.
Right.
They're now in a program.
Yep.
If they start, Bayley and Sasha Banks are technically Raw talents, but if they get challenged on SmackDown, they're going to work a program on SmackDown. And then when they drop, which is an interesting fact, then I think when they drop, they would go back where they started.
Yeah, sure.
That's, I think, the only thing in question is, like, if Bayley and Sasha Banks lost,
they just go back to Raw as opposed to now on SmackDown.
Right.
Yeah, which makes more sense. I just hope that this kind of opens the gates a little bit for the women, because I would like a team to have an issue with the tag team champions and have Mandy Rose and or the Iconics. Let's go with the Iconics because I like them.
They're awesome.
Like the Iconics just show up and on Raw to challenge them. And so now it's playing out on both shows, and not necessarily like it only happens on SmackDown now, or it only happens on Raw.
Okay, that's interesting too. It almost feels like now, to your point, that it's a little looser with the champions, but at the same time, it almost feels like now the tag teams are allowed to float. As long as it involves the champions.
Right. Yeah, because the Iconics can't show up and
challenge like, Tamina and the other one, and Nia Jax.
Nia Jax and Tamina, right. The Samoan SWAT women, they're not allowed to...
But I can float over here because that's where the titles are and
yeah,
I want them.
Yeah, I want the titles. Right. And, you know, through whatever means, I've been chosen as the number one contender.
I think that sounds right.
You know, so at any point, two teams are kind of floating.
I do. I think that sounds right. 508-202-1624, 508-202-1624. One NAI with over 250 votes right now. 53% of the audience would give this show a B. You can vote. It's up for a week. Even if it's like, oh, man, it's Thursday or Friday. I didn't get a chance to vote. Sure, you can. It's up for a week at New Age Insiders. Make sure that you get your vote out there. I genuinely enjoy seeing these results and where people think. And so at New Age Insiders, get your thoughts out there. And you can give us a call now if you'd like. We'll also be continuing and talking about anything that we didn't get to tonight. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Subscribe on iTunes as well. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders too. Let's get that all in there. I want to keep talking about the women's tag team titles, though, because I thought the match was really good. Mandy Rose got her teeth knocked out, and she kept on fighting. Good for her. It's a sign of legitimate toughness. She got her teeth knocked out and kept on fighting. Good for her. I thought it was what I expected it to be, which was, and this is not pandering. I would tell you if I didn't think this, or I just keep my mouth shut and just not say anything, but... The women, once again, this isn't their first elimination chamber, but it was the first women's tag team elimination chamber.
Right.
And it can, like to Justin's point, it can be a real cluster in there with that many bodies.
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job. I think they had a plan. I think that they performed well. I don't remember anything looking majorly specifically like, oh, remember how bad that clunky spot looked?
Yeah.
I think they just did a great job. And I thought, and again, I was wrong, that the Samoan dudes were going to win the tag titles because it was just going to be an easy thing to get heat because Nia Jax has so much legitimate, genuine heat. But to your point, like you were saying when we were watching it upstairs, they put it on the most popular team in the match, and that's never a bad way to go.
Yeah, you want people to care about this immediately, so you put it on people you care about, and in a positive way, not a negative way, right? You put the North American Championship on Ricochet, right? He's brand new, he's sexy, he's high-flying, and he's exciting. I care about him. I'm going to care about this belt that he has now that it's, you know?
Yeah, and the first person they gave it to was Adam Cole.
No, they gave it to...
The first North American champion's Adam
was
Cole.
Adam Cole. Sorry.
Right. But it's the
That's
same point.
That's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant.
It's the same point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're just like, this guy's getting the biggest ovation here. You love him.
Yeah.
He won a belt.
He won a belt. Now you care about this thing that he has.
Exactly.
And so immediately, everybody cares about Sasha Banks and Bayley. Let's give them the titles because everybody genuinely hates Nia Jax.
Right.
So
there's a good energy around the championships right away.
Look at what happened with the SmackDown titles,
right?
The SmackDown tag team titles, when those were brand new, let's put it on Rhino and Heath Slater. Why? Because everybody was caring about those two, and so it's yay positive energy.
And they feel good about it.
And they feel good
about
it.
Absolutely, that's exactly it. Because WWE, and I understand why they do it, but they love to tell you, like, well, we're going to put it on the bad guy first, and then there's going to be this chase, and we'll tell you, in 3 months, you're going to be happy, we promise. And look, that is wrestling, and I get you. But sometimes, to your point, totally agree. It's like, who's the most popular team in this thing? The Bayley and Banks? Great. Let's have them win so you just feel good about it. You feel good about the whole thing. Right away, the tag team division, to the internet anyway, is off to a great start.
Right.
Because the number one complaint I've seen, which is asinine, and I crumble it up and throw it away.
Yeah.
The number one tweet I've got about, the only complaint I've seen about it is, it was so predictable. Yep. And guess
what?
Hogan was going to beat the Sheik too, you guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, get over it. You know what I mean? Superman beats the bad guy. That's how this goes. So if your number one complaint is, the most popular team won a championship that's going to mean something right away, but I knew they would. It's like, well, then, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
Get bent, because we can't just swerve you all the time, because then I'll stop swerving you.
Well, because then it's not the right swerve.
Oh, just get over it. The right team won. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Who are the most popular team? They are. You like them both? Great.
Yeah.
Now we start off with a bang. They're going to go on Raw tomorrow. We're all going to cry. Look how hard we worked. We skipped all the steps of the good guys chasing them. They just won.
Yeah.
Great. No harm, no foul. And they feel like a real team. You know, with all due respect to Carmella, who's going through her stuff, and Naomi, who also hasn't had a picnic of a week. But, like, that's not a team.
Yeah, no.
That's not a team.
No, that's not a team.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not a team.
No, the only ones that feel like a team are, like, the Iconics.
Yeah, like, Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose are like, I know you guys are friends.
You're, like, hanging out.
But, like, you're not a team.
Yeah.
So, like, the Samoans are just basically like, hey, you two Butch, you look alike. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and so that's Vince McMahon's logic. You know what I mean? That's right. All that was.
Yeah.
So the teams were like the Iconics and Bayley and Banks.
And the Samoans.
Yeah, to a degree. They are.
They are a team. They've been definitely hanging out.
They've been a team for a month or so now. A couple months.
Yeah.
You're right. But again, going popular, you don't have to not go popular. There's that great meme. Disliking something popular doesn't make you an interesting person. No. Sometimes in wrestling, just do something popular. So let's go back to what's next for Daniel Bryan. Because we've talked a lot about Kofi Kingston, and rightfully so, and his performance, and rightfully so. But now, Daniel Bryan retained this championship.
Yeah.
So what is next for Daniel Bryan? Who do you think gets a chance, you know, at him next? And really, the actual point of conversation is, who's going to get Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania if, presumably, you believe he'll still be the champion at WrestleMania?
I think we give Mustafa Ali a shot at him at Fastlane.
That's an interesting name.
Just because he was supposed to be in this match, didn't get in this match. So let's see what happens with him. And, you know, if he's good to go, let's do it. It's going to be another kind of throwaway match. Daniel Bryan's probably going to hold on to this championship to WrestleMania. It also allows you to actually use Kofi Kingston, right? Because if you think about it, the entire Kofi Kingston thing is a little bit of a happy accident, right? Mustafa Ali gets hurt.
No, absolutely.
And allows Kofi Kingston to go in there and basically seize the opportunity.
Yeah.
So we cool off for Fastlane. And we let Mustafa Ali come back and kind of gain some of that momentum.
Yep.
And then have Daniel Bryan face Kofi Kingston or Samoa Joe heading into WrestleMania.
Yep. I think that's a great name. That's not a bad name at all, because you're right. The person, most likely anyway, that gets Daniel Bryan at Fastlane doesn't get him at WrestleMania.
Correct.
Most likely. Not guaranteed, but in that most likely category. I'd like to believe it's Kofi Kingston in like a one-on-one, because they'll play off like you earned it. Two things. Well, one, it's an easy thing to play off you earned it. And two, I don't want his momentum to go
away. And three, I said it a little bit earlier, and I do believe it. If you look at the story, Kofi pinned him during the Gauntlet. Daniel Bryan pinned him during the Elimination Chamber. We got to have a third rubber match.
I'm going to say Kofi gets him at Fastlane. Sir, you've been snoring, and this is the end of the line. I need to go home. My shift has been over for 20 minutes. And then John Cena is going to win title 17 at WrestleMania.
Sure.
I'm going to say that until literally anybody comes up and does something differently. Because
it's on the table.
It's not even just that I'd like to see it, because I would like to see John Cena win title 17. It's as good a story as anything. I do think that Vince McMahon likes numbers that end in 5 and 0, a thing that has a term. And
we got to find a math teacher.
But the biggest thing, dude, and I mean this sincerely, is right now the answer is, who's the clear-cut favorite to take on Daniel Bryan? The answer is nobody. And so traditionally in WWE, when we don't have a clear-cut answer, we just use John Cena.
Yeah, right.
And so we're also it's like the perfect storm kind of thing, where when we don't have a clear-cut guy, we just go to John Cena. And if we're ever going to do Title 17, that window is slamming shut.
Yeah.
And so let's just get it done.
Right.
And it's a 5 and 0 mania, which comes with big moments. It's a real term.
Well, you also get a high-quality match between him and Daniel Bryan.
Totally.
And you're going to have everybody cheer John Cena for winning the championship.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, really, you will.
Because
maybe
everybody,
for the only time you can guarantee it.
Because everybody hates Daniel Bryan in a good way.
Yeah,
but they all hate Daniel Bryan. And so, you know, he's not saving it for America, but he's saving it for the meat eaters.
You know what else the thing, too, is? And again, I'm not going to start fantasy booking something that isn't even been presented on TV. Like, the last time I think John Cena was on TV, he was like on Raw or something. So, I mean, like, I understand we're far away from this. But do you know how cool it would be to hear John Cena cut those very real promos about being like, Daniel, this is it for me.
Yeah, right.
This is my last run at the top.
Also, do you know how awesome it would be having Daniel Bryan be like, you screwed over my sister-in-law?
Oh, yeah, right. Do you know how fucking real they can get with this?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
On John Cena's side, I think it would be very cool as a wrestling fan, as just sort of a human being observing a human being, to watch him, because you know it's true. It's not like when he would do this in like 2010 and be like, no, you're not. Like, this is real.
This might be my last shot.
Right.
John.
Yeah. You're 33.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? The fact that like the fans know that if he went out there and cut very real promos, like I said, about being like, Daniel, you don't understand. This is my last shot at this. This is my last run at the top. and that being very real, and then Daniel Bryan being a clear cut, not a tweener, a bad guy, being like, yeah, I'm going to win for Nikki, and she should be in his corner at WrestleMania.
Oh, and Nikki and Brie should both be there.
Right, like Brie Bella should be part of this, and it should be real and mean. I mean, Nikki Bella should be part of this, and it should be real and mean and personal. And so when John Cena wins, you feel something for that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that is just something super cool that you can really act. Those are dots that can be connected. Yeah. I don't got to move dots around the galaxy here. No. You know what I mean?
I don't need Daniel Bryan to somehow have a problem with Bobby Lashley to then get Bobby Lashley onto SmackDown to then, you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely right.
I don't need spaceships to fall from the sky.
And you know, maybe it'll just be AJ Styles. Maybe. But what I'm hoping is it's just something really cool. And I mean, it's something that could potentially be super special with John Cena, which is just like,
I agree.
Again, you get this guy to be able to look you in the eye and go, I gave you all I had for like close to, you know, damn near close, like 15 years or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I gave you all I had, and this is it. I'm either going to go win this 17th championship, and that'll probably be my last title, or I'm going to lose, and I might never even work WrestleMania again. Who knows?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's such a real thing that could happen.
Yeah.
And like, just being a nerd wrestling fan, you know, talking out loud with you, oh man, I just think that's the coolest.
Right.
One of the cooler stories you could tell going into the event.
Or Kofi Kingston wins and we get the first ever black WWE champion.
I like them both. No wrong answer. And I would root harder for Kofi. To be honest with you, I'd root harder for Kofi.
Yeah.
Because it's change. That's real.
It's real change, and it's a lifetime achievement award for a guy that earned it.
Yeah, you want to talk about giving Zack Ryder the Intercontinental title in WrestleMania. Give Kofi Kingston the WWE title at WrestleMania for 100 million more reasons.
Just because, hey, for nothing else, you love calling people Grand Slam champions.
Yeah, right.
And that's the last one.
I mean, like I said, even if we don't do the Freebird thing, which I think they'd be unlikely to do.
But it would be great.
And you want to just get that, just get
the albatross around your neck.
Get the weight off your chest. Get that off your shoulders. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, God damn, stop telling me we've never had a black WWE champion. We know. You know what I mean? Well, it's like, hey, you know how you can get people off your ass? Do something about it. So get one. And it's not even just like some sort of like ceremonial nod to a random guy. It's like, no, Kofi Kingston is very, very good. And I would get to see Big E very close to the WWE Championship, which I very much want.
Everybody does. Everybody does. And it opens that gate.
And, you know, when it comes to history, just not to overlook the fact that, like, look, Sasha Banks and Bayley winning these tag titles tonight is historic. And it's something that we know firsthand because we've talked to people that know her personally. We don't, but we've talked to people that do, just full disclosure. Sasha Banks is who I'm talking about. She really wanted those tag titles, man. She really wanted them to bring those back. She really thought that it was a major like note of equality between the division, the sexes, the rosters. And for them to bring them back, to have a division worth bringing them back, they didn't bring them back to pander.
No.
They brought them back because they got talent there.
Right.
And for them to win it is very cool. It's another part of their history. And I feel like every time we do one of these shows, we talk about something new, cool, and historic that women have done. And that really is badass. Good for WWE's women. They keep doing new, cool, fun stuff.
We got two things left that I can actually think of. One that I don't think they actually need, and one that I think is going to happen. And that is a mid-card women's title and the main event of WrestleMania. That's literally it, man.
The main event of WrestleMania is going to happen. It's going to.
It's going to.
And I don't want a mid-card women's title.
No, and that's why I think I don't think that they need it.
They don't.
Just because they have two top women's titles right now, and they just don't have the roster.
Oh, I agree with you.
And it's also very much like, you know, not that they don't have the talent for it, but I don't bring in more women to fill out the roster, because then you're cutting into the rest of the roster. And
what you really want is more women that just could potentially be in line for the women's championship.
Right.
That's
exactly
what you really
want.
You know what I mean? That's what you really want. And to your point, the fact that we have two of these championships, it's just better if your favorite women's star could at any time become a challenger for like the quote unquote real women's title.
Right. Exactly.
That's better. But it's just a point worth making that, like, you know, it feels like all the time, 3, 4, 5 times a year now, they're doing something new, cool, fun, historic, and just good on you, because these women, really, I mean it, they have fought for this, and they've earned it, And it's just very cool. And that's not, you know, that's not pandering. That's real stuff. They're doing really cool things. Awesome to see Finn Balor win.
I love it.
Very cool to see the crime does pay and the Usos are the tag team champions and they're not in any trouble. I just don't know how you can say they're in trouble if they won a championship tonight. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened of note that we didn't cover that went down. Ronda Rousey squashed Ruby Riot. I don't care.
Becky Lynch came out of the crowd.
My notes on that are very quickly that Ruby Riot was good enough to be in a championship match with Ronda Rousey. That's a positive thing. She's just the victim of a bigger story here. Ronda Rousey needed to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Ronda Rousey's still the baddest woman on the planet.
Right.
So when Becky Lynch goes in there and goes, Charlotte is the handpicked chosen one. Ronda Rousey's a rabid pit bull. Becky Lynch is never going to win now, and she's going to, and it's going to feel great. Sorry that Ruby Riott didn't put on a more competitive match. It's a product of circumstance. They still gave her the match. Everything's going to be fine. The end.
Yeah, right. The problem is that that's a spot for Natalya, and unfortunately there's too much history.
It's better, I know she lost quick, but it's better to say, like, hey, look at that. They think that Ruby Riott can be in a championship match. That means something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It does. I swear to God, it does.
You're right.
We're going to keep this conversation going Wednesday night live.
Yay!
Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders.
Sign up for Twitch Prime.
If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. You go, it's going to be like, hey, how do you want to subscribe? Twitch Prime? No problem. You have Amazon Prime. You go click this, we're done. Super easy, and you can watch us commercial free. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can still subscribe on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. It supports us, the equipment, there's hosting fees, there's a bunch of real expenses that comes with the New Age Insiders, and you can help support that, especially on patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. You're going to get to know amazing people, 5 shows a month, be part of Be Heard. When we do special stuff, you guys get first dibs on cool things. There's daily rewards. patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders.
You can
New
get
Age
my Switch friend code.
Ooh, there you go. NewAgeInsiders.com, the Striker Cinema series covering the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a bunch of fun stuff. The affiliate shows, DC and Doc, Jamie J. Makowski, Scotty Slade, and Rich Palladino are bringing you some amazing stuff with For the Pops and Let the Chaos Begin. We got a bunch of really cool, fun stuff going on at NewAgeInsiders.com. Subscribe to all of the stuff. The New Age Pop, that movie show is over there with Mike Wendt and Liam Striker.
Yeah, we just expanded. We just got picked up on a radio station in Boston, and we will now be dropping 2 episodes a week,
which is amazingly awesome. That movie show is one of my favorite things that we produce and just that I listen to. We've got some awesome stuff coming. We stream the last Thursday of every month is
You're crazy.
New Age Insiders conspiracy show, and we're going to be streaming
also
every
Jose
Thursday.
Canseco is listening. We want in.
We completely want in.
Never returned my call.
Thank you. It's because it's just some random girl that he was like, you're in charge of this thing. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you like what you heard tonight, join us on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV, and subscribe on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Normal, and Stitcher so you can take us with you to the gym, to work, wherever you go on all your podcast platforms. My name has been Jason Malton.
I am Liam Striker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. Give us a follow. We're live for a reason. We want to know what you guys think at New Age Insiders, at Liam and AI, at Bill Neville. NAI, with nearly 300 votes, 52% of you would give this pay-per-view Elimination Chamber a B, but keep on voting, keep on letting us know what you think of this show. All together, you heard the plugs, all the websites, check us out, become a patreon.com/newageinsiders. You have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. See you Wednesday.
We out.